بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were doing the major sins, we're just reading through them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to abstain from all of these sins. Number 48, to be proud, jealous, do actions for show or to have malice. Number 49, to have evil thoughts of someone without any proof. Person just has evil thoughts. Number 50, to regard oneself as better than others. To run away from the battlefield against the non-Muslims. To learn or teach the knowledge of deen for worldly gain. To hide knowledge at the time of necessity. To attribute something to Allah Ta'ala or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which is not proven for them. To drink alcohol. To eat and drink in utensils of gold. To find fault with food. To oppress any person. To backbite or slander. To listen to someone's complaint regarding another, having no intention to redress it. To speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum or the pious predecessors. To search for faults in others. To publicize the faults or secrets of other Muslims. To ridicule someone with a view to humiliate him. To call any Muslim a kafir, a disbeliever, the enemy of Allah, etc. To break one's promises. To betray a trust, amanat. To flatter any oppressor, to observe the festivals of Holi and Diwali, Christmas, Easter, New Year, to like the customs of the disbelievers, to hang pictures and photographs in the house, to take photographs, more so the photographs of the pious. So sometimes a person thinks I'm taking a picture of a pious person. So this sin is even worse than taking a picture. It's haram to take of a woman or some evil picture. That's a guna of lust and evil. But these photographs sometimes lead a person to shirk. People start worshipping them. That is why the both are very severe. But this is even worse to take of the pious people. To watch television. To view pictures of animate objects and even worse, pornography. To forget the Quran Kareem after having learnt it. To harm the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to have enmity for them. To practice witchcraft and card spells. To regard something as bad luck, to regard the words of the fortune tellers to be true, to display impatience at the time of worry and calamity, to scream and cry, to host functions at a funeral, to tear one's clothing or to make dua for misfortune, etc., to scream and cry, to hit oneself when someone passes away. So these are all at the time of janaza. To revive the sorrow or mourning on certain fixed dates, after 1 year, after 40 days, or whatever few months you are reviving it. To have hairstyles contrary to the Sharia, example is square cut. To use black dye, to tattoo the body, to pluck out white hairs. To listen to music and musical instruments. To abstain from giving advice despite having the ability to do so. To make one's favor known, you did some favor on a person, then you tell him, you know, I did this for you. To assist in the works of sin. To displease Allah Ta'ala in order to please people. To abstain from commanding good and forbidding from evil, especially when one is in authority. To sit in the gathering of sinners when they are engaged in that sin. And to commit a minor sin repeatedly. Then there are certain sins, especially for men, to wear silk, to wear rings of gold, to wear garments below the ankles, to shave the beard, or to trim it less than a first length, to lengthen the moustache, to wear clothing dyed in saffron. This is to lengthen the moustache to a very big amount. If you just the moustache is kept, as I mentioned earlier, it's second class division, but it's permissible. But if a person lengthens it, over it comes over the lip, etc., then it's sinful. And those sins is related especially to women, to travel without a mahram or husband, to disobey her husband, to demand a divorce without any valid reason, to emerge from the home unveiled, to cut and trim one's hair. So these are for women folk, they should not be cutting their hair. There are rules regarding more detail about them. But this is just, many of these masail have been mentioned, this is the basic of it. For more details, a person should ask the ulama ikram. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night, in the Taraweeh Salah, the last para was recited. And coming to the end of the Quran Sharif, in the last para, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the khulasa, the crux of the whole Quran Kareem. And the three main subject matters which is found in the Quran Sharif is repeated also in Amma Para. Where is the akhirah, the life of the year after, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these themes are repeated over and over. And here the surahs are quite short. So to show the importance of it. So, and it's very easy for a person to remember, for a person to take lesson. So this is now the, you can say, the crux of the whole Quran Kareem. So starting off with Surah Naba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the life of the year after, and there are two groups regarding them. There are the certain people, what will happen to them? They are tawheen, the evildoers, there will be destruction for them, and they will be living in Jahannam. On the other hand, there will be the group of the muttaqeen, the pious people, and what Allah has kept for them, the bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are warning you of this day, azaban qariba, this punishment is very close. It's a day when a person will see forward what he had sent forward, and he will look now. And the kafir will say, if only I had been sent, I was completely like the animals will be turning to dust, and he will wish I was turning to dust also, but then it will be too late for him. Some ulama have given a meaning here, ya laytani kuntu turaba, if only I had the quality of sand, I was a humble person, because humility would have brought me to iman, but because I was a proud person, I wasn't prepared to accept the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So if only I had the quality of sand, and I was a humble person, then I would have been successful on the day of Qiyamah. So then the next two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about two different groups, two different people. One is Fir'aun, and how Fir'aun, he was a very arrogant person. Despite seeing all the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was not prepared to accept. So he eventually destroyed himself. Clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. Such a clear sign. But still he wasn't prepared to accept. So he is amongst the first category of people. And the next surah, Surah Abasa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Abdullah ibn Umi Maktum radiallahu anhu, a blind sahabi. But he had talab in him, he had desire in him. He was a poor person. Fir'aun had wealth, he had status. But he had pride and arrogance, he never accepted. Abu Abdullah ibn Umi Maktum radiallahu anhu was a blind sahabi, a poor person. He never had much status, but he had talab, he had desire in him. And he wanted to find out Islam about, he went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam at that time was giving dawah to some wealthy people or some big people of the Quraysh. And he wanted these people to accept Islam. But anyhow, when Nabi alayhi salam saw him coming, Nabi alayhi salam frowned, he was a bit upset. Now it's such an important occasion, and you are coming to me at this time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That no, this person has come with talab and desire. He's got a greater right, O Nabi of Allah. You must look at what he is saying. Even though outwardly it seems to in our mind the other person is an iman and kufr. And here is a person of just asking some masail of deen. He can ask it later on. But the talab, Allah loves that quality of talab in a person. So Allah Ta'ala said, O Nabi of Allah, that this person is coming with desire in him. And he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're turning away from him. That you must take, turn towards him. So it shows the great importance of a person who's got this desire within himself, how Allah loves that person. If that person goes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has got great status in the court of Allah ta'ala, no matter how in this world he has no status, he has got no wealth, but Allah loves the quality within the heart of a person, the talab and desire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the next, in this surah, and the next few surahs, he mentions about Qiyamah. Allah says, remember the one, and Allah in these surahs mentions many different names of Qiyamah. Different names of Qiyamah to impress upon us what Qiyamah is. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَّةَ. The day will come when the scream will take place. And يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man will run away from his brother, and his mother, and his father, and his wife, and his children. Every person on that day will have a certain condition which will make them independent of others. They will be worried, nafsi, nafsi, only worried about themselves. So that day a person has to prepare for. So Ya Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us now Qiyamah some scenes. After mentioning the two groups of people, Fir'aun, and Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu, now Allah is mentioning now the scenes of Qiyamah, which will take place, so a person can prepare for it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said something to the effect, if you want to see Qiyamah with your eyes, like Ra'y al-Ayn, like you're actually seeing it, then read this surah Takwir, Idha Shamsu Kuwirat, Idha Sama'un Fatarat, Idha Sama'un Shakat, where Allah is mentioning the scenes of Qiyamah. Like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Idha Shamsu Kuwirat, the time will come when the sun will be taken and it will be folded up, like how a person folds up his imama. It will be just taken and folded up. Such a huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it has got like no power at all in front of Allah. And there's big, big stars, they will be just falling down. Huge mountains, which are the most powerful on the earth, is the mountain. But they will be just flying about. And the camels, the pregnant camels, they are the most valuable amongst the Arab people. And today, like our smart cars, they will be just left. People will be so frightened. Nobody will care about them. And wild animals of the jungle will be gathering together. You can imagine what a frightening scene it will be. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And the oceans, they will be boiling. They're cold at the moment. But now imagine all of them, that heat is, they are being stoked and they are boiling. And then all the souls will be joined together. According to whichever group you are, whichever category, you'll be joining with those people on the day of Qiyamah now. And مَؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. The child was taken in, and it was buried alive. Small child, he was an innocent child. He'll be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. What guna you did that you were killed and you were murdered, In this world he had no one to cry for him. But now on the day of Qiyamah there will be someone to ask regarding him. And all the kitabs will be left open now. It will be spread out in front of people. They will see their record sheets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the time when Jahannam will be stoked and Jannah will be brought close to a person. Alimat nafsum ma ahdarat. At that time every single person will know now what he has brought forward, what he has brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a frightening day, the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to really save yourself and come out from it, Allah has given you the Quran Sharif. In huwa illa dhikru lil alameen. It is a nasihat and a device for the people of the entire world. But liman sha'a minkum. It is for the person amongst you who wants to go on the straight path. If you want to go, then Allah ta'ala will guide a person. But you must have desire from yourself. If it's not just a person just loves his life as he wants to fulfill his desires and he doesn't care at all. No, Allah wants to see that desire within a person. Then Allah will open up ways for a person. So in this surah, Allah mentions about Qiyamah. The next surah also, Allah mentions about a very, very similar matters. And the two groups, Abrar and Fujar, the pious people and the sinful people. Then in Wailul Mutaffifin, yeah, a bit more detail also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and especially about people in their businesses who are cheating people. They're weighing less. For other people, when they go, they demand their full rights. But when themselves are giving rights of people, then they cut short. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do, these people know. One day they will have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For your money matters, for all the matters in your life, you will have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you've got your two groups. Then Allah ta'ala mentions these groups again. Over and over Allah mentions it here. And what you will see, the pious people, they will be sitting on and reclining on their couches, on their thrones, and they will be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the scenes of Qiyamah also. On their faces you will be able to see how fresh and vibrant it will be. They will be given the wonderful goblets of Jannat to be drunk. Nobody opened up this wine before. And normally in this world the wine, it has a bit of a funny taste, or the cork which is got, it's made of wood, but that cork will be made of musk. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You want to run forward for something. You want to compete with one another in this world. Don't compete for the small things of this world. Compete for the big things of Akhirat, the life of the year after. So Allah has created this desire of competitiveness in a person. Desire, I want to become a better person. So Allah says, no problem. You want to compete, compete. But don't compete for small things of this world. Compete for the big things of Akhirat. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala mentions about these people. The next surah, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ سَمَلَلِي about Qiyamah. And the book of deeds will be given in the right hand, or it will be given in the left hand. Those who is given in the right hand, the hisab will be easy. And we must make the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisab yasira. Oh Allah, make our hisab very, very easy. Hazrat Aisha, Nabi alayhi salam said, a person who is tested on the day of Qiyamah, he is brought forward, his books are taken, he will definitely fall into azab. If Allah has to take a person to account just for one of his namazes, never mind the gunas and sins. Let's say, okay, your fajr namaz you read this morning, let me take account for the day. Right, how you perform the salat. We'll fail horribly. Allah's mercy upon us. We must get on trying and asking Allah for forgiveness. And Allah is very, very merciful and very kind. But make dua to Allah. Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. So then Nabi alayhi salam explained to Aisha radiallahu anhu, what's the meaning of hisabi yasira? That Allah, well, it's arz. Like, you know, you go to the customs and they say, I'll go through. And they don't even check up anything. You just go through the green light. So that's an easy reckoning. So we should make this dua. Nabi alayhi salam is to make this dua also. Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. The Nabi of Allah is making it, to what an importance for us to make this dua. And when a person will get his book of deeds in the right hand, he will go back to his family members with extreme happiness. And a person given his book of deeds in the behind the back, or on the left hand behind his back, then he will be calling destruction upon himself. And he will be entering into the blazing fire of Jahannam. And innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. When he was in this world, he was amongst his family people, he was very happy. And he wasn't worried. He had no concern. And the opposite, the ulama say, a person who gets his book of deeds in the right hand is a person who was concerned while he was living amongst his family people. And innahu dhanna an la yahur. And he thought that he'll never ever return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala, why not? Inna rabbahu kana bihi basira. Allah is watching every action a person is doing in his life. So keep this always in mind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next few surahs, Surah Buruj, Tariq, Allah mentions his qudrat, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah can resurrect you, there is nothing difficult also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the system of punishing, not only in the year after, even in this worldly life. Those people who are the disobedient servants of Allah ta'ala, those who oppress other people, like example, Ashabul Ukhdud, those people who took people and put them in a trench, and put fire in the trenches, and burned them, and they destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are destroying themselves. They're burning other people, tomorrow Allah will burn them. لَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. For them is a punishment of extremely hot fire. and ulama say, like in today's time, where you get bombs coming down, they are bombing people, it's fire that day. Like severe kind of fire. And the type of bombs they are using in today's times, al-aman al-hafiz, one is just kill a person. But now when it's used such kinds of bombs, which is what pain people have to go through, what suffering people have to go through. So Allah Ta'ala says, they are destroying themselves. But Allah, even in this surah, subhanAllah, Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, said, look at the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that those who put the believers in great difficulties, fatanu, they put them in fitna, it means they are removing whatever grime and dirt is in them and keeping them pure. So they will go into the akhirat in Jannat, completely pure, enter into the everlasting gardens of Jannat. Normally we see these conditions of the people, what's happening to the Muslims, and our heart must bleed. Ask Allah for afiyat for ourselves, ask Allah for protection for themselves. But what the rewards they will get in the year after, when we will go in the year after and see what they are getting, then we will wish that, oh Allah, I wish my body was also cut with scissors, so I can get the reward of these people. What Allah has kept for them, Allah knows the iman, and what levels Allah has kept for them. And actually when we see these people, we feel pity for them, and we should feel pity. But more pitiable is the condition of those people of iman who's got wealth, person who's living an easy life, a comfortable life, and is living a life of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because outwardly, now we're seeing that easiness, but we're not looking in the year after what difficulty and problems he'll go through. Our gaze is only on the small things, temporary things of this world. So when we look at these people, we feel pity for them. But when a person is in guna and sin, no one feels sorry for him. What Nabi alayhi salam said, a person must his asr namaz, like his whole wealth and family was destroyed. So we don't, one buzuruk, one day he must namaz. So some people went to visit him. So he said, you know, you all five people came to visit me, you're feeling sorry for me, I missed my namaz with jamaat. But he said, if my child had to pass away, the whole city would have come to visit me. Because people have understood the value of a child, but they haven't understood the value of one salat in a person's life. He never missed a namaz, qaza, he missed a namaz with jamaat only. But they understood the value of this. Allah give us tawfiq, and we very far, only in the year after a person will really understand. So the day after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his qudrat, that how Allah created you from sperm, Allah ta'ala can create you a second time. There's nothing difficult at all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of these surahs, this theme is repeated over and over. In surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la also, they also Allah mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. A person who purifies himself, he cleanses his heart from all filth and dirt. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he performs salat. That his heart is clean, his tongue is clean, and his body is in obedience of Allah ta'ala. This person is successful. But unfortunately, تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You are giving preference to this worldly life, whereas akhirat is far, far better, and will remain forever and forever. So that is something in quality also and quantity also with the akhirat. Intelligent person is he who will look for that life. In Surah Al-Halataka, Hadith Al-Hawashi also, Allah mentions about the two groups. And some people, they are amilatun nasiba. They are making so much of effort, and they are tiring themselves. But finally, they will enter the fire of Jahannam. So it's not sufficient for a person just to do an action, but the person must do the right action. And he must have sincerity also. Sometimes a person is making so much of effort, but he's in the wrong direction. Or he's making effort without ikhlas and sincerity. So then the person is doing all of the efforts, but he's landing up in the wrong place. So it's not sufficient just to be making an effort, but the right effort has to be done with sincerity. Then a person will end up in the right place. He will end up in Jannah. So the next few surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, what are the actions a person must do to end up in Jannah? For example, to honor the yatim, the orphan person, to help and feed the poor people, your inheritance, a person must make sure he distributes it properly. Love of the money, must come out of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you have to cross a valley. What is the valley? That you are freeing slaves, or a person is in debt, you help him and free him. You are feeding the people when they are extremely hungry, helping the poor, the yatim, the orphans, or the poor people. And then you are advising other people towards sabr, towards patience. You are advising one another to have mercy on one another. So these are the qualities a person has to bring into his life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two surahs, Wal-Shamsi and Wal-Layli, where Allah mentions there are opposite things in this world. Similarly, there are opposite human beings in this world. And the final result of the opposite things is, there are two different results. Those who did good, their result will be Jannat. And those who did bad, their result will be Jahannam. So there are opposing things in the world. Allah has created this as an examination to see which path you will choose. So this is an examination in a person's life. And the person was given complete success was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah mentioned Surah Wad-Duha, that he also, that despite there being opposing forces, but Nabi alayhi salam is the force of hidayat and guidance. So if a person will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions the great bounties which Allah will grant to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and similarly those who will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So in Wad-Duha and Alam Nashrah, Allah mentions many of the bounties which he had granted to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because of Nabi alayhi salam's obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more obedient a person is, Allah grants him. And Allah said, what we have given you in this world, O Nabi alayhi salam, is nothing compared to what's in the akhirat for you. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Akhirat is far, far better for you than this world. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And soon Allah will grant you many, many great, great bounties, and then you will be pleased when you will see the great bounties of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah mentions the great status of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in Watini Allah Ta'ala mentions, it's not only for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all human beings, that Allah has made them, they are the highest levels they will reach if they will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the next surah, they will follow wahi and revelation. But if they do not follow it, they will become the lowest of the low, worse than animals also. Because the animal is fulfilling his duty in life, but the human beings who are not following the wahi and revelation, they become worse than animals. So the next surah is Surah Iqra. In Surah Iqra, Allah mentions the importance of wahi, revelation, the Quran which Allah has given, such a great kitab. So a person must take it. Some people, الرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, they feel they are independent, I don't need it, I know everything myself. So that person now, he will make tughyan, he will disobey, he will be disobedient, he will not prepare to accept. So he will destroy himself. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Quran we have given you, what a great kitab. And this Quran is so great and so powerful, so much of blessings it has got in it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it was revealed on the night of Qadr. And this night, this Quran is so blessed, that on the night of when the Quran was revealed, it's like the anniversary, every year Allah has an anniversary to have like a happiness that the Quran Sharif was revealed. So a person who worships Allah Ta'ala on that night when the Quran was revealed, he'll get the reward of 1,000 months of worship, because he's showing happiness on the coming down of the Quran Sharif. So what a Mubarak and blessed kitab Allah has given you. And in Surah Bayyina, Allah says there that it's such a clear kitab, and those who are not prepared to accept it, like the Jews and the Christians, etc., they are going to go to the lowest in the fire of Jahannam, the worst of creation they are, who never accepted the words of Nabi alayhi salam, who never accepted the Quran. Then in the next few surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about also about Qiyamah, a few conditions on the day of Qiyamah. إِلَى زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَ, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. In Wal-Adiyat, a person who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our secrets will come out on the day of Qiyamah. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah mentions about our weight, our scales. Some people will be heavy, some people will be light. So Allah says that the person whose scales are light, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, the place he will go to is Hawiyah. Hawiyah is a place in Jahannam. Allah says, do you know what is Hawiyah? What it is? Narun Hamiyah. Allah said it's a hot fire. So we all know fire is a hot. But if Allah the Creator is saying the fire is hot, it's a hot fire. So we can imagine what is the intensity of the heat of that fire. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from it. Then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that wal asr, your success, you want, all people are in loss unless they do a few basic actions. Iman is found in them. They do good actions. They advise other people also regarding the iman and bring them on the right path. And they advise other people to do good actions also, to stay away from sins. These are the successful people. And if you want, so you want success, you need these qualities. If you don't want success, then the next few surahs Allah Ta'ala mentions what will lead a person to destruction. Example, those people who are carrying tails, humazatil lumaza, they are backbiting, carrying tails. All the time they are worried about gathering money, and they are counting the money. They love to count that money. You count it one time, two times. So Allah says, جَمَعَ مَالَهُ وَعَدَّدَهُ. He's got the money, he gathered it, now he feels happy to count that money. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْرَدَهُ, he thinks his money will make him live forever and forever. And then, أَلَمْ تَرَى, Allah says, so those are the very evil quality. Similarly, those people who want to oppose the deen openly, like Ashabul Fil, openly they wanted to oppose the deen, and they completely destroyed themselves. The Quraysh, Allah had given them many, many bounties, but they never accepted the bounties. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties. So this also has caused destruction for a person. In Surah Ma'un, Allah says people who do not perform their salat with devotion, they are unmindful of salat. Last minute they are performing their salat. They don't perform their salat at all. They like to show off if they are performing salat. So it's just to show other people. They will only come when people will watch them. And small, simple, basic things to give in the path of Allah, they're not even prepared to give that day. Somebody asked them for salt, something small, they are stingy about that also. Or some ulama say they are stingy for the zakat. Ma'un, a small amount of money, 2.5%, such a small amount of money, they're not even giving that amount. So they are destroying themselves. And inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have given you a great abundance. You what we have granted you, the best deen Nabi alayhi salam has granted, the best families, the best wives, the best of children, the best of kitabs, the best of things in this world, and in the year after, the best of things. So Nabi alayhi salam, when you've got these bounties, you make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform salat and make qurbani and sacrifice, and don't worry about your enemies, they will be completely destroyed eventually, but you continue on your path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in how you will continue on your path, there are two defining lines. One is the way of the kuffar and disbelievers, to stay very far away from them and tell them also that your people's way is completely separate and my way is completely separate. I've got nothing at all to do with you all. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you is your deen, for me is my deen. We've got nothing at all. The disbeliever and a believer, they are two opposing groups. So keep that always in mind. When you will have this in life, then you will understand that Allah's help and assistance will come now. Those who are the believers, Allah Ta'ala will enter the people into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. And those who oppose the deen, like Abu Lahab, he was completely destroyed. His money couldn't help him, his children couldn't help him. Soon he will enter the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the Quran Sharif with three surahs. And in these three surahs is protection for a person's iman. And a person's, the Qul Huwallahu Ahad is protection of a person's beliefs. The mind of a person, how he must protect his mind, saved from kufr and shirk, and tawheed himself. Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq saves a person's body, physical body from all kinds of harms. And Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas saves a person's iman, a person's heart. So the person's heart and his body and in his mind is all saved by these three surahs. Inshallah, if we get time tomorrow, inshallah, we will discuss these last three surahs. They are very powerful surahs. The Quran Sharif ends up for them, and there are great, great virtues regarding them. We should try to read them also three times in the morning, three times now after Fajr Salat, for example. We can even read it now, inshallah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening. Takfika min kulli shay, it will suffice a person, save a person from all kinds of harms, or it will suffice him for everything, whatever a person needs in this world. Very powerful surahs. Allah ended the Quran Sharif to show the great value of these surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.